Hell Yes Life, episode 46. Hey, 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 Hell Yes Lifers. It's Norman Bell, host of the Hell Yes Life podcast. How are you doing today? I hope you're doing great. I just wanted to check in. We're going to have a slightly different type of episode today. No interviews today. Those will be resuming again next Tuesday when we have the author of The Ego's Code, Clayton John Anger, on the show. I'm really looking forward to sharing that interview with you. It's a great one. But today, I just wanted to check in with you and give you a little update on how the show's going. And I have a question for you as well, but first an update. I just got back a few days ago from Podcast Movement 2017, which was in Anaheim, California, just a few blocks down the road from Disneyland. And gosh, you know, this was an e-ticket ride, if I can say, you know, kind of use a Disneyland analogy. It was good fun and learned a lot, really had a lot. Kind of, you know, it's the drinking from the fire hose analogy, I guess would be the way to put it. There was some of the superstars of podcasting were down there, including John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneur on Fire, Pat Flynn from the Smart Passive Income, and Amy Porterfield from, I don't know what her podcast is called, the Amy Porterfield podcast, as well as, you know, there's kind of this trend in podcasting towards storytelling now. So we have these podcasts like Lore, which is the guy that did that podcast, Aaron Mankey, was there. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. And a few others, Undisclosed, the podcasters that put that together. And yeah, lots of talk about Serial and other podcasts like that were in the air. And so all this had me think, what else was talked about? You know, lots of information about avatars, niches, sales funnels, batching episodes. Also an interesting tidbit from John Lee Dumas. He was talking about, they had a panel and they were talking about their favorite episodes, and he decided to go the other way and talk about his worst episode. And I'll have to look up what number episode this is, but he had an episode where he interviewed Gene Simmons from Kiss, who apparently had a book out about entrepreneurship. And let's just say the interview did not go well. And he thought it was kind of cool. He got to the end of the interview and you know, Gene Simmons had been kind of rough going and showed up 3 hours late for the interview and then was just like really testy with John Lee Dumas. And John decided that he would go ahead and air the episode, and he had a little intro for it, just saying, "Hey guys, I just want to let you know, even, you know, someone like me who's had a certain amount of success can have an interview like this, and here it is, you know." So I'm kind of looking forward to listening to that, and I kind of appreciated him putting himself out there, you know. I think we can all appreciate some vulnerability out there. So yeah, there's lots of good stuff. Like I said, Aaron Mankey from the Lore podcast and another storytelling podcast that was of interest, and it's been a little bit controversial, is called Missing Richard Simmons. Now, this is just a 6-episode podcast, but it was basically about this guy. Again, I don't have his name in front of me, but Missing Richard Simmons. It was about this guy who, you know, knows Richard Simmons and was going to his gym in Hollywood, California. I guess the gym is called Slimmons. And Richard had been teaching there. You could actually pay $12 and take a class with Richard Simmons at Slimmons. And you could have done that anytime over the past 40 years, up until about 3 years ago when he mysteriously disappeared. And he just didn't show up for class one day and then completely went dark on all his friends and so forth. So it's a bit of a, you know, I think it's playing into that same, there's something about a mystery, something about a question mark like that, that pulls us in. But this podcast had been very successful, but also controversial. There's sort of a faction of people that were saying, "Hey, isn't this kind of just intruding on this person's, you know, privacy and so forth?" So anyway, I'll leave that question open to you to decide, but just mentioning a few things that I saw there. all of this gave me a lot of things to think about, a lot of things to kind of process, and I'll be doing so over the next few weeks. But one thing that was a recurring theme was from, you know, several different speakers was ask your audience, talk to your audience, engage with your audience as much as you can. And so, hi there, audience. Hi there, you who's listening to this right now. I would like to engage with you. I'm sort of in the process of trying to distill what this Hell Yes Life podcast is, to be honest. I really like what we've done so far, what we've accomplished so far with the podcast, as far as the types of guests we've had on. And I hope you've been inspired by, you know, people like Kathy O'Dowd, who climbed the north and south sides of Mount Everest, and John Lee Dumas himself about his tips for productivity. And who else? Like, you know, all the interesting entrepreneurs, you know, somebody like Ross Simons, who went on, you know, went on to create a career out of making origami art. You know, these are people that I want to continue to talk to. Interesting people living their hell yes lives, whatever that is, life on their own terms. So I don't think that's going to change, but I'm wanting to get a little bit more focused on how this podcast can be of service to you. And so what I need to know is a little bit more about who you are. So for one thing, I've gotten quite a lot of emails and contacts from people who are interested in being on the show. And I really appreciate that. It's been, you know, an honor to receive that much interest. And I wish I could have absolutely everybody on the show, but I've only got so much time in my day because I still have a day job, actually. But, you know, as far as who is listening to the show, I have pretty limited information. So I'd like to know who you are, where you're at in your life, and what you're up to. Are you a business owner? Do you already have a business that you would consider a hell yes business, a passion-based business, and you're looking to grow it, or you have some challenges with your business? Or are you like me? I guess I would consider myself a sidepreneur for the moment. You know, I have a day job, but I'm trying to build a passion-based business on the side, and I hope to have it become a full-time business. Or are you someone who is happy working in your 9-to-5 job, but you have a passion that you want to pursue on the side? You know, that you don't have any dream of turning it into a full-time business. Maybe you're not even interested in making money. You just want to pursue it. Maybe you just want to be in a band and you know, play on the weekends, or just figure out how to incorporate your hell yes, your passion, into your life. I just love to know more about who you are and what you're struggling with. So, I mean, the question that I have for you is, how can I help you? How can I help you? You know, I'm in the process of kind of turning this podcast into a business of sorts. And I want it to be a business that would be of maximum service to the people that are listening to this show. So yeah, if you could please email me. I think there's something about a podcast. It's hard to get people to take action from listening to a podcast oftentimes, because you may be in the middle of something, right? You might be driving your car, might be working out, doing something while you're listening to this. So you might not be right there in front of your computer. But I would just ask you this: if you could take some time, sometime in the next few days, and send me a quick email. Send me an email to hellyeslife@gmail.com. hellyeslife@gmail.com. And just drop me a line. Let me know who you are, what you're up to, what's your story, and what are your challenges right now? What are you struggling with? What could you use help with? What would you be like, God, you know, if only there was a way to figure X out, I would just love that. Now, if you do this, I would be, with your permission, I would be happy to share your story on the air in an upcoming podcast. I'll kind of maybe be doing a summary episode of like, hey, here's the feedback I received, and here's some of the challenges people are having out there. So if you'd like to be featured in an upcoming episode, please email me. And I'll tell you this, if I end up, I know this is kind of a vague promise. I'm a good guy, though. I will absolutely come through to you on this promise. If I end up creating a solution that addresses your problem and you end up being interested in it, you get half off. Just for giving me feedback, you get 50% off whatever that solution is. Now, I know that's vague. You know, maybe that would be 6 months from now or whatever. But, you know, I would, that's how much I appreciate your feedback. I'd love to give you some sort of a reward or whatever you want to say. So, like I said, my question is, how can I help you? So I'd love to hear from you. Again, it's hellyeslife@gmail.com. Please email me when you get a chance. And like I said, our usual schedule will resume next week, next Tuesday, with Clayton John Anger. I'll also be trying out a few different things. My very first guest on the show, Beth Bulow, calls these blogisodes, where she writes a blog post and then reads that blog post on the air. So I have a blogisode coming up later this week, and I'm going to try that out as another way of communicating, because I've discovered for myself that writing is something that I really love to do as well. I love speaking and I love writing, and I communicate in a slightly different way in either form. And so if I'm just speaking extemporaneously, I communicate one way. When I'm writing, I don't know, I just kind of trying to get my humor, my kind of colorful language out a little bit more. Essentially, what I'm trying to say here is I'm trying to find my voice. I'm trying to find my way. And I think if you're a business person or a creator, creative entrepreneur, lifestyle entrepreneur, whoever you are out there, that maybe you can identify with the journey, right? I'm sort of somewhere in the middle of my journey, trying to kind of hone my voice, hone my my business and my focus, so I can be of maximum service. So hell yes to that, right? Hell yes. Let's keep working together here, and stay tuned for that episode later this week. It's actually called The Road Out of Victimhood, or I might A-B test these titles, The Road Out of Victimhood, or What a Cockroach Taught Me About Personal Responsibility. Or, you know, maybe I could put that in parentheses after the first title, whatever. Anyway, again, I appreciate you listening. I'd love to hear from you, and I'm getting kind of tired of doing the hell yes thing at the end. So I'd like to hear your feedback about that too. Do you want to keep hearing that? Does that kind of give you a little boost? I'd be happy to keep doing it, but after a while I'm starting to feel kind of silly. You know, I'm having these rather important people on the podcast, and then I'm like, hey, do you want to say hell yes at the end? Okay, 1, 2, 3, hell yes. So let's go ahead and say it this time, and then you guys can let me know if you want to keep hearing it. Ready? 1, 2, 3, hell yes! All right. See you next time. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life Podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a hell yes life.